Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Family and friends gathered today at the Branch Funeral Home in Commack for the wake for Jamie Lambros. The 48-year-old from Deer Park died while trying to prevent a woman and her 10-year-old son from drowning while on vacation in Horseshoe Bay Beach in Bermuda. His brother Joey spoke to 1010 Winds.
He meant the world to me. I felt that was a best friend, you know, partially like a father. I have a different father than him. But he was like another father than me, and a brother, all in one.
Lambros was on vacation with 11 family members at the time. He had gone ashore as part of a cruise. Joey blames the beach owners in Bermuda, where he says there were no lifeguards on duty. The wake for Lambros is today. His funeral is tomorrow. A GoFundMe has been set up to help cover the expenses. Donald Trump was the keynote speaker at Thursday's Al Smith Catholic Charities Dinner in Midtown. During an election year, this usually sees both presidential candidates, but not in the 2024 cycle.
Donald Trump admitted this is not his usual crowd.
You think this is easy standing up here and doing this in front of half a room that hates my guts and the other half loves me?
Before saying maybe 75% love him. The jokes were flowing at what has become a roast of sorts between presidential candidates.
If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden.
But it was different this time because Kamala Harris wasn't there. She addressed the dinner in a video message.
The Al Smith dinner provides a rare opportunity to set aside partisanship and come together to do some good by supporting the tremendous charitable work of the Catholic Church.
She was campaigning in battleground states instead. Trump called the absence disrespectful. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Well, ahead of the charity event, Trump paid a visit to a barber shop in Castle Hill, the Bronx. And no, he didn't get a haircut.
A lot of people lined the streets hoping to catch even just a glimpse of former President Trump while he was visiting Knockout Barbershop. Former President joking about the Mets and the Yankees during his hour-long visit. That according to Javier Rodriguez Jr., who owns the shop and spoke to 1010 Winds.
Genuine, comical, it was good. It was good.
He also said he had just a few days heads up before the big visit.
So this happened out of nowhere.
Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Well, quite the scene at Trump Tower yesterday, where a man who was already making a scene on the second floor leaped from a balcony inside the building to try to escape from police. The Daily News says this was around 4:20 in the afternoon when the cops were leading the man out of the building and he suddenly darted for the railing. He fell about 30 feet. He was injured but conscious when the ambulance came. No word what that initial disturbance was about. Live in the burbs? Recently had a close encounter with a deer? Well, watch out, because the odds that you will are getting higher. Let's get that story live from our Glenn Shuck.
Yeah, the months here between October and December are the peak time for deer-related accidents. It coincides with deer rutting, which is the mating season from Jersey to Long Island. Yeah, even parts in the city as well. It's a real danger. AAA's Alex Slatke with some tips to avoid a crash.
We always recommend that people scan the road 20, 30 seconds ahead to see if there are any hazards, like a disabled car on the side of the road, maybe some road debris, and a deer or another animal is just another thing that you should be looking out for. So not just the road ahead, but the shoulders.
Now, this driver named Bill from North Jersey says it's rarely a day he doesn't see a deer in his early morning drive.
They put up big signs, the electronic signs, saying watch for deer, because this is the season. They're running all over the place.
Have you had any pretty close encounters?
I've had a couple on the motorcycle over the...
Oh, that would be bad, yeah.
Yeah, I've known people who've gotten hit by deer. They came out the worst for the wear.
The city is not exempt here. There were 85 deer-related crashes last year, most in Queens and here on Staten Island. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Well, this is going to be awesome. Long Island turning into Lego Island this weekend.
They are works of art made out of Legos. And for the first time on Long Island, the Lego convention will take place. Organizer Grayson Riley says it's all happening this weekend in Brentwood at the Suffolk Credit Union Arena.
Castles, trains, planes. There really is something there for everyone.
And some of the items took years to build. And take a guess. Do you think they are glued together?
Like, there's no glue. There's almost no glue. It's just the power of the bricks.
Is that scary for somebody like yourself who, you know, makes these masterpieces?
It is a bit scary. The whole point of what's so amazing about these displays at the show.
He says many architects and builders come up to him and say they knew they wanted to have their careers because of the Legos they used as a child. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Okay, so this happened. Police say a woman in Queens bit her Uber driver. They also say it happened in front of 241-27 86th Avenue in Belrose Manor while she was carjacking that vehicle last week, and that she punched the driver several times before biting him in the back and pushing him out. Then, when she drove off, she struck a number of parked cars and a tree before taking off on foot. The driver was treated for minor injuries. The woman remains at large. Many delivery workers in the city are taking their life in their hands every time they go to work. Well, a recent rash of assaults has prompted a call now for upping the punishment.
Bensonhurst restaurant owner Jeremiah Alvarado said his delivery worker has been assaulted twice in the past few months.
They got hit on the leg with a bat. Was on a bicycle, they hit in the bat. So, right on the corner, 86 and 19 Avenue.
He was afraid to report it to police. In response to a rash of shoplifting incidents, Governor Hochul signed a bill into law in the spring, making it a felony to assault a retail worker. State Senator Ewan Chu, a co-sponsor of that legislation, wants to extend the protection to delivery workers.
They are deemed as essential workers. They should have the same protection like everybody else.
Currently, assault on a delivery worker is a misdemeanor. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.